Apologies from members. It is Ms. Noluchungu, and Mr. Sitlolo is getting his vaccination this morning between 9 and 10. So that was also the note from him. From the department side, the minister is in cabinet committee this morning and will attend the select committee afterwards. And the deputy minister, Ms. Chikunga, just connected as well, Chair. I just want to notify you of that.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Deputy Minister, how are you?
I'm fine, Chairperson and honorable members and yourself.
No, we are very fine. We would love to see the deputy minister's face, and there we are. Welcome you to this portfolio committee. It's quite a compact portfolio committee working together, really trying to assist the department, and the department trying to assist us. We hope we are going to have a very fruitful tenure with you. We were working very well with Magazi, so we expect that we will also support you whilst you also support the committee. And thank you very much for presenting yourself today. All right. Honorable members, I have an agenda in front of me. Good morning to all of you, and a warm welcome to this portfolio committee meeting of Wednesday, the 25th of August, 2021. Our agenda today is simple, is continuation with our work deliberation on the economic ERT Amendment Bill. Then we'll have a briefing on Transport Appeal Tribunal Bill number 8 of 2020. And we'll have item number 3 as the motion of desirability on the Transport Appeal Tribunal Bill. Are we ready with the minutes, Valerie?
The committee is doesn't have any outstanding minutes except for yesterday, so those minutes will only be available by tomorrow afternoon.
So item 4 falls off. So we have this.
Yes, Chair.
Yeah. So we have these three items that we need to deliberate on. And yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, we concluded on number one by saying we'll allow members to go and refresh their minds in terms of the resolution of this portfolio committee on the said item on the 26th of May. I actually want us to start there and hear what members are saying. That was our decision yesterday. I see Honorable Mangu's hand. Honorable Chris Hunsinger will be number two. In that order, please.
Good morning. Good morning, Chairperson, once more. Morning, Deputy Minister. And we join the Chairperson who's representing us well, welcoming you. We look forward to that meeting where it will not be virtual. However, Chairperson, yesterday when we left, as you said, I had proposed, and thank you to the committee to acceding to my request that we look at decision that My memory was saying we did take decisions of things we were debating yesterday. Chair, indeed, the minutes of the 26th May read as follows. Mr. Mangu proposed that the committee proceed with the processing of the bill with addition of the proposed option 2 clause as the preferred option and with board appointments residing with the minister. The proposal was supported by Ms. Ramadwa, Mr. McDonald, and Mr. Sithole. Chair, we then later adopted those minutes as a true reflection. And I therefore move, Chairperson, that we continue in the fashion that we had resolved on the 26th of May, 2021. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mangu, Honorable Hansinger.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I'm in agreement with the proposal as suggested and as verified and substantiated through the accepted minutes of the 26th. It is, however, important that we get clarity on details. There is no hindrance in support of the Economic Transport Regulator bill. There is a caution around the financial implications, and particularly in what the department has presented to the committee as detail of implementation. There is no assurance of a particular final plan. What we have seen yesterday is a probably fifth or sixth variation of the phased-in approach, the financial implications of particularly how the entities would be affected with the withdrawal of certain functions, which I call the plug-out, and the plug-in functions and the financial implications around that. Also, the aspect of consequential implications on how legislation would have to be changed to then transfer these roles and functions out of the current entity who's responsible for the particular economic regulation, whether it's the formulation of tariffs or fees or penalties, and how that would have to be changed in terms of the legislation. The fourth one revolves around how staff would be implicated and the whole issue of HR implications then with regards to employment benefits and whether in fact people would lose their jobs or whether natural transfers can happen. So those are the three or four areas of concern which we will have to deal with and which will have to be addressed in a more solid way than what we've seen currently. I mean, there were even mistakes on the table in the numbers, in the addition of numbers, the adding up of the numbers. So, Chairperson, we can proceed. I don't have a problem. But definitely those aspects are huge uncertainties, which affects the desirability of proceeding, which caused the hindrance yesterday and which, you know, a decision was taken to go ahead this morning. But these concerns remain. So with that, Chairperson, I do support that we move forward. But since we have other legislation also to consider, let's also get clarity on these elements so that indeed one can implement the idea behind this legislation. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Hunsinger, Honorable McDonald.
Chair, as I lower my hand, Chair, I want to support what Honorable Manu has raised there. And suggest that the bill be sent to the aid to become an A-list on the A-list, and while in future we can shape more things and the department can be more clear on some of the things, I think we've made a decision that the bill must continue, and let the bill continue, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Deputy Minister.
Chairperson, yes, I'm here.
Per protocol, I've seen your hand there, Babuketa Mabalo. Per protocol, I know you. We have just welcomed you. I think the issues that are raised by members, especially Honorable Hunsinger, are the issues that delayed us a bit in terms of proceeding with this bill. Are the issues that we still want to see ironed out, explained properly. So I will endeavor to make that request to you as the head of the delegation of the Department of Transport today.
Thank you, Chairperson. My hand is definitely not up. However, I hear what the Chairperson is saying. Will cooperate.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Honorable Deputy Minister. Honorable Keta Mabala.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson, and greeting to my sister, the Honorable Deputy Minister. I'm trying to, Chairperson, I agree with what Honorable Mangu have been proposed and seconded by Honorable MacDonald. But I'm trying to check Chairperson, because the problem that I was not here yesterday, I don't know what was the outcome of our deliberation on yesterday, because when we were on last week on Wednesday, there was that proposal that they need to go and check for financial implications. And then because we are now trying to tighten the law, because we are dealing with the different economic bill here, which is supposed to be one bill. So now I'm trying to check if they done that or we are still giving them to do that. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Keta Mabala. Honorable Mangu, then followed by Honorable Hunsinger.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted a slight correction. I thought that the Honorable Hunsinger had seconded what I had said. And yes, Honorable MacDonald later did second. I thought that we should put that correctly. However, as Honorable Hunsinger raised the issues that you also highlighted, that is the only reason I raise my hand. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chambase. Ngikuzwile mfowethu. Ndibulela kakhulu. Ake sive ubaba uHunsinger. Mhlekazi.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I was caught up in the moment to then address you on what you requested. Allow me therefore to then also from my side welcome the Deputy Minister Sikungu, and welcoming her back to transport. She's been with transport before in a previous term of office, and diligent and professional and very accommodating and focused on improving transport. And I really look forward to working with her again. Welcome, Deputy Minister.
Enkosi kakhulu, Dato Chris Hunsinger. This matter is closed. It's closed now. Can we go to item number 2? Briefing on the Transport Appeal Tribunal Bill number 8 of 2020. is the department ready? If the department is ready, you can lead them, Honorable Deputy Minister.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Yes, indeed, we are ready. Let me therefore recognize yourself, Honorable Chairperson, Mr. Msebenzi Zwane, Honorable Members of the Portfolio Committee on Transport, our Director General, Mr. Alec Mwemi, and Acting DDG Public Transport, Ms. Kibi Manana, and other senior managers from the department. I greet you. Allow me, Chairperson, first to extend my gratitude to Honorable Minister Fikile Mbalula, the DG, and the staff of the Department of Transport for their warm welcome upon my return to the Department of Transport. And I can say here that I'm looking forward to working together with them and making a valuable contribution to the development of the transport sector. But also, Chair, allow me to also extend my humble gratitude to yourself, Chairperson, and the members of the Portfolio Committee for their warm welcome to myself. And indeed, I am honored, but also humbled by the words that they have said. As honorable members know, this is my first Portfolio Committee meeting since my return to the department. I wish to declare our commitment to the Portfolio Committee, which is empowered by the Constitution to hold the executive accountable. I want to assure members that we will subject ourselves to that Portfolio Committee's constitutional mandate, which is holding us accountable. I'm ready and willing to serve and learn from the committee through the various interactions that we'll have, because we understand the oversight role and the committee's contribution in building our country. Can I then say, Chairperson, that in March this year, 2021, Stats SA released the latest National Travel Household Survey 2020, which paints a picture of the significant role transport plays in the lives of ordinary South Africans. The survey reveals that the general usage pattern of public transport has changed significantly between 2013 and 2020. There has been a general increase in households who use taxis from 9.8 million to 11.4 million, which is an increase. However, a significant decrease was also recorded in the number of households who use buses from 2.9 million to 2.1 million, and also a decrease from those who use trains from 1.4 million to 500,000 and their preferred mode as their preferred mode of transport. It is in this context that public transport regulation is an important element of our efforts to deliver a public transport system that is efficient, safe, as well as affordable. The Transport Appeals Tribunal Amendment Bill was tabled by Minister before Parliament in May 2020. This bill is one of the instruments through which we intend to strengthen the country's public transport regulatory framework. Its provisions, Chairperson, are premised on the experience we have accumulated since the Transport Appeals Tribunal Act was promulgated in September 1998. Honorable Chairperson and members, since its establishment, the Transport Appeal Tribunal, which I will refer to as TAT, has encountered a number of problems and issues which require amendments to the Principal Act, as well as revising the Act in line with the latest developments in public transport. This has led to the Transport Appeal Tribunal Amendment Bill, which also caters for the technical issues. And this is the bill that we will be presenting to yourself, and we're presenting it to yourself on behalf of the minister as well. Over the years, the tribunal has had to deal with large volumes of appeals against decisions of regulatory entities. There have been many instances where provincial regulatory entities simply ignored the rulings of the tribunal and refused to implement them. This left public transport operators, who sometimes are just ordinary taxi owners, with little choice but to approach the courts to enforce their rights and the implementation of the tribunal rulings, which is very, very costly for operators. This situation had an unintended consequence of an unfair system characterized by regulatory entities that, if you like, were unlaw unto themselves. The passage of this amendment bill will go a long way, Chair, in improving the fairness of the regulatory framework and eliminating unnecessary costs incurred by operators who are forced to approach the courts for declaratory orders. The amendments proposed in this bill will give the tribunal the necessary authority and tools to enforce its rulings and provide an important recourse for operators against questionable decisions of regulatory entities. The National Land Transport Act of 2009 granted the powers to the following regulatory entities to issue operating licenses. And those regulatory entities include the National Public Transport Regulator in respect of tourist services and interprovincial operations. The second one will be the provincial regulatory entities in respect of intraprovincial operations. The third is the cross-border road transport agency, which is we know as CBRTA, in respect of international cross-border services. And the last one will be the municipal regulatory entities in respect of public transport services wholly within municipal boundaries and where the minister has assigned the operating license function to such a municipality. The decisions of these entities are subject to the review by the tribunal or the TAT where the operator is aggrieved by such a decision. The bill also seeks to streamline the process to appoint members of the tribunal. The previous enactment required of the minister to consult the MECs before making an appointment. Such a process, remember it's 9 MECs, such a process proved to be cumbersome, resulting in delays in appointment processes. Such streamlining also includes spreading the collective skills profile of members to include knowledge and experience in public transport. This is an addition to other skills such as legal, economic, and commercial expertise that are already prescribed in the existing enactment. So what we are actually saying that we are adding a skill which is public transport, somebody with public transport skills. Building a public transport system that is truly responsive to the needs of our people requires a regulatory framework that levels the playing field. The tribunal plays a very important role towards the realization of such level playing field as a proverbial referee. Okay. We have no doubt that the passage of this bill will serve as another building block towards a public transport system envisaged in our national policy framework. It is our ordinary people who in the main use public transport. It is for this reason that we regard this bill as very important and of course somehow urgent. Honorable Chairperson, the Portfolio Committee will therefore receive a presentation on the important role of the Transport Appeal Tribunal and its amendment bill currently underway. I will, Chairperson, with your permission, hand over to the Director General, Mr. Alec Muemi, to take us through the presentation. He will decide whether he does it himself or he hands it over to whoever that he's delegating that responsibility to. I thank you very much, Chairperson, and thank you again to honorable members.
Thank you very much, DM, DG.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning to the members of the portfolio committee, and a hearty good morning to the Deputy Minister of Transport, Ms. Sindisiwe Chigunga. And allow me to request that my colleague, Advocate Matevese, to make the presentation to the committee on the bill. With your permission, Chair, Advocate can speak. Advocate? I think you are on mute, Advocate.
No, I've unmuted now. Can you hear me? Am I audible now?
You are, Advocate.
Okay, thank you, DG. Honorable members of parliament, honorable DM, senior colleagues of the department, and members present during this presentation.
Can you show your face to the committee, please?
On the presentation, show my face. The presentation. Show my face. Show my face. That guy is gone. We are trying to show my face, honorable members. Why my face is not? I can't hear it. I'm apologizing. We're trying to put my face on the screen. There seems to be some little bit of a hiccup.
We can see your face. There is no hiccup there. Thank you.
Oh, I can't
see. We can see you have your tie also. We are impressed.
Thank you for that, Chair.
You can continue. That was on a lighter note, Advocate. You can continue.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Okulunga. I am on the screen now, honorable members. Screen number one that is appearing now is Transport Appeal Tribunal Amendment Bill. The bill is not a long document. I can try to summarize in a nutshell of 13 points, but before going to the bill. As the DM has stated directly that the TAT is made to hear appeals from the made by the provincial regional entities. Now, after the review application, it was decided therefore that the bill should be amended. I just want to remove this slide. Now, put this on the side. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Now, slide two is background, main reasons for the amendment bill. definitions, appointment of TAT members, extension of the term of the Office of Tribunal of TAT members, fixing dates, et cetera, for hearings, time limits to implement TAT decisions, directives to regulatory entities, suspension of decisions of regulatory entities, delays and frivolous actions. Continue, transitional arrangements, consequential amendment, consultation, and conclusion. Slide four. The Transport Appeal Tribunal Act 39 of 1998, the principal act, was passed in 1998 to create Transport Appeal Tribunal. The TAT deal with appeals relating to the applications for operating licenses under the National Land Transport Act. These appeals are from the Act's direction or decision of the National Public Transport Regulator, NPTR, the provincial regulatory entities, the municipal regulatory entities. Currently, no municipal regulatory entity has been established, but the processes are afoot to establish the same. Slide number five, the TAT also gives appeals relating to the cross-border permits under the Cross-Border Road Transport Act of 1998. Prior to the establishment of the TAT, the National Transport Commission dealt with these, the predecessor to the TAT. Slide number six, main reasons for the amendment bill. Since its establishment, the TAT has encountered a number of problems and issues which require amendments to the Principal Act. The Principal Act also requires updating in respect of development since 1998, as the Principal Act was. There are also some technical issues that have required amendment to the Act as the development has gone. These problems and issues are addressed in the TAT Amendment Bill 2020 and are elaborated below. There are also consequential amendments that are made. Slide number seven, amendment, section one, a redundant definition such as the board, intra-provincial transport and national and transport legislation are deleted from the Principal Act. The purpose to amend the board has been replaced by the regulatory entity in the NLTE, the predecessor to the NLTTE. Was only relevant in the provincial appeal bodies, which no longer exist. National land transport legislation was included because such legislation had not yet been enacted in 1998. It is replaced now by the NLTA National Land Transport Act. A new definition of act direction or decision is inserted. This clarifies and expands on the act's direction and decision, which are subject to appeal by the TAT. The purpose is to address doubts expressed about the present, about this at the present. Slide number eight, section one continuing. A new definition of Cross-Border Road Transport Act is inserted. It makes it easier to read the Principal Act and to standardize with the same definition in the NLTA. A new definition of National Land Transport Act is inserted, will replace the general reference to the land transport legislation. That's a technical amendment. Definition of regulatory committee amended, consortium amendment. A new definition of regulatory entity is inserted to standardize with the definition of the NLTA. These are consequential and technical amendments. Slide number nine, section four. The bill will remove the requirement that the minister must consult the nine provincial MECs before appointing the TAT members. This requirement has proven to be unworkable and unnecessary, as the Honorable TM has made comments thereof. 4.2, the bill will provide that the TAT members must have expertise in public transport matters, which was missing in the Principal Act. It does not provide for the appointment of members with expertise in public transport matters, which will be cured by the bill. Such expertise is considered necessary. Slide number 10, the bill will allow the minister to extend the period of office of TAT members for a period not exceeding 12 months. Under the Principal Act, under the Principal Act, TAT members must be appointed for a fixed term, no longer than 3 years. It is sometimes expedient to extend the term of office of the individual members, e.g. to enable them to deal with matters that are partly completed or because of their knowledge, insight, or institutional memory of a particular matter assignment at hand. Slide 11, section 9.1. The Principal Act will be amended to provide that the Director General of the Department must fix dates, times, and places for hearings of the TT after consultation with the TT. Purpose, it is better for the DG to fix date, times, and places for hearings so that the necessary administrative arrangements can be put in place timeously, subject to budgetary constraints. The department is responsible for the budget, staff, and resources of the TT. This amendment is made in response to the comments received and practical considerations. Slide 12, 12A. The bill will empower the TT to impose time limits within which its decision must be implemented once it has made a decision. Sometimes when the TT takes a decision imposing duties on the party, such a regulatory entity, it is advisable for the TT to impose time limits for performing the duties to ensure implementation of TT decisions. Can be 60 days, 30 days, 19 days, depending on the matter that was heard. Slide 13, 12, 5, and 6. The bill will provide that where a referral entity of or referral committee fail to comply with the decision of the TT, the TT may issue a directive describing the failure to comply with their obligations and state steps that must be taken to meet their obligations. The entity must then comply with the directive within the time specified. It also provides that when such a directive is issued, the TAT must notify the minister, the relevant MEC, or the mayor of the municipality, as the case may be, so that they can assist in assuring compliance with the directive. Purpose, it often happens that regulatory entities fail to implement or give effect to a ruling of the TT within the time specified by TT or within a reasonable time or at all. The amendment will facilitate compliance thereof. Slide 14. The bill provides that a decision appealed against will be suspended automatically when an appeal is lodged with the TT within 30 days. A constitutional amendment made to section 30. This will expedite procedures in that appellants who appeal to the TT within 30 days will not have to lodge a formal application to suspend the decision of the regulatory entity concerned. It will be automatic. Slide 14.5. The bill will allow the TT to investigate any delays or frivolous or vexatious or irrelevant actions taken by the parties to an appeal and take certain steps to counter them as listed in the bill. This clause also makes constitutional amendment to section 14 of the Principal Act. It also happens in proceedings before the TT that parties deliberately delay the proceedings. For example, where the TT decision is likely to have an adverse effect on the finances of the party that caused the delay. Parties also sometimes engage in frivolous, vexatious, or irrelevant actions either to cause delays or for other reasons. These actions not only waste the time of the TT and cause wasted costs, but are also unfair to the other party or parties in the appeal. The appeal keeps on dragging, and it's not yet finalized. Section 16.1, the Principal Act provides that the DG must appoint officers of the duty to perform administrative and secretarial work of the TT. The bill will also permit such staff to be appointed to undertake investigations that are necessary for the TT to reach its decisions. The Act is also amended to remove the requirement for the DG to consult TT before appointing staff. Proposed amendment, the TT needs to be able to conduct its own investigations and require staff and resources to do so. It has proven unnecessary to require the DG to consult the TT before appointing the staff, because the minister appoints the TT and the DG delegates officials of the department to serve the TT. Slide 17.8.18. The bill amends section 18 of the Principal Act and affects constitutional amendments. The reference to national land transport legislation in the Principal Act is replaced with the reference to the Transport Act. This is a constitutional amendment, as stated by the fact that the definition of the board and national transport land legislation are being repealed, takes into account developments since 1998. Those are consequential and the various, the bill affects various constitutional amendments. The principal amendments are necessitated by, for example, by the fact that some definitions have been replaced in the board with the referral entities and so forth. Slide number 19, the bill was published for consultation in the Government Gazette of 27 October 2017. A national workshop was held on the 26th February 2018 with the government stakeholders. A national workshop was held on the 27th February 2018 with the private sector stakeholders. The following were consulted in the workshops: the National Public Transport Regulator, the Cross-Border Road Transport Agency, the 9 provincial regulatory entities, continuing, the 9 provincial department of departments responsible for transport, the South African National Taxi Council, the National Taxi Alliance, the South African Bus Operators Association, the South African National Bus Operators Association, the meter taxi industry and electronic hailing operators, and Transport Appeal Tribunal members. Continuation, consultation, 21. Written comments were received from the following: the Provincial Minister of Transport and Public Works, Western Cape, the Cross-Border Road Transport Agency, the City of Cape Town's Transport and Urban Development Authority, and the Railway Safety Directorate of the Department. Slide number 22, consultation continued. The bill was tabled at National Economic Development and Labour Council NECLEC. CESA was conducted by Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation. Economic Sector, Employment and Infrastructure Development Cluster was consulted, and the bill was approved by Cabinet on the 12th February 2021. Slide 23, conclusion, request the Portfolio Committee on Transport to approve the Transport Appeal Tribunal Amendment Bill. Slide number 24, the end, and I thank you, honorable members, for your time. I thank you. End of the presentation.
End of the presentation, advocate. We thank you also. Okay, thank you very much. Let's move forward. thanks, DG, thanks, advocate. We now get to the motion of desirability on the Transport Appeal Tribunal Bill. The motion has been sent. I am just going to read it because I think it is important that I should read it. That in the opinion of the committee, the legislation is desirable to amend the Transport Appeal Tribunal Act of 1998 so as to insert, delete, and amend certain definitions to bring the act in line with the developments since the implementation of the act, to provide for certain powers of the Transport Appeal Tribunal, to allow the minister to extend the term of office of the members of the tribunal, to empower the Transport Appeal Tribunal to take appropriate steps in cases where its rulings are not implemented or affected timeously, and empower it to investigate delays in the completion of its proceedings, and to provide for matters connected therewith and in bold that the bill referred to the committee be taken as a basis. Honorable members, I put to you, is there a desire for the committee that this bill should be processed by the committee? Honorable Hunsinger, the first hand, Honorable Lawrence McDonald and the Honorable Keta Umabala Wagasthole. In that order, please.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I'm not quite clear what the meaning of the last bullet point is, that the bill referred to the committee be taken as a basis. I assume that it could be phrased a bit better and improved so that it makes sense. It doesn't quite make sense in the way that it is there, but I understand the message thereof. Chairperson, I am in support of the desirability approval of this committee. I therefore propose that this bill be seen as a desired one, that it also be prioritized in that I've worked through the proposals and there don't seem to be a lot of issues. There might be an opinion of a bit of lenience towards recognizing the importance of consultation, since we also deal with the different spheres of government here, and that consultation should be retained rather than to move it right out of the current environment of having to consult with provinces. But those are small nuances that I'm sure we will be able to find each other in terms of debate. Chairperson, directly to your request, I therefore propose that this bill be recognized as being desirable and that we accept the proposal.
Thank you very much, Honorable Hunsinger. Members should also express themselves in terms of agreeing that the bill should further be taken for public comment. Honorable McDonald.
Honorable Chairperson, good morning. Good morning, Deputy Minister, DG. Chairperson, I agree with on what Honorable Hunsinger has said. I propose, I am second that that there's a desirability for this motion for desirability for this bill, that the bill continue, and that the bill, that we do thorough public participation in all the provinces to make sure that when we finalize this bill as soon as possible, that all this, the boxes have been ticked and we are ready to proceed. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable McDonald, as you lower your hand. Mondis.
Okay. And again, good morning to all members. Chairperson, I'm with agreement with the forwarding of this bill for consultation. But Chairperson, I'm trying to check when you check the appointment of TAT members. You see on that one when they say they have to remove the consultation with the ministers and the other spheres of government. If the chairperson, that one can clarify, because at our presentation, where they send it, where they send it to us, they hide that part of 4.1. They hide it. So now, when you check it here, it appear on the presentation that they have to remove the consultations. So now if they can clarify that one, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Baba Hunsinger.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just a question, is this tagged as a Section 76 bill?
Thank you very much. Can we have responses quickly? DG?
Yes, Chair, it is a Section 76 bill.
I see.
Chair, let me just.
Lansinger noting. Do you want to further explain yourself, Valerie, on the the last bullet?
No, Chair, I just had somebody saying something, but it is a 76 bill.
No, I'm saying there was a clarity or a request that the last point we say is that the bill referred to the committee be taken as a basis.
Yes, Chair, it simply means the phrase is a standard phrase that we use for all bills that are in front of committees. What it essentially means, Chair, is that that bill is now ready for the committee to amend to the committee's wishes, Chair. Yeah, so that's all that it means.
It means the committee can now work on can take this bill as a basis of them agreeing, changing, and so forth.
That is correct, Chair. That bill can now be amended as the other bills by the committee.
Okay. I see the hand is now up, Honorable Onsinger.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, although this might be a standard way of writing, this is a motion and it's within the capacity of this committee to improve the English on this motion, Chairperson, without any reflection to anybody. I'm proposing, therefore, that we change this last bullet point, that the bill be referred to the committee and be taken on the basis of, and then, you know, the proposal or the presentation. But let's improve the English on this to make it clear that the bill be referred to the committee and be taken as a basis. Thank you, Chairperson.
That the bill be referred to the committee and be taken as a basis.
Yes, that's clear. And then there is no interpretation needed. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable members, I think we're done with the motion of desirability on the Transport Appeal Tribunal Bill. And that was actually the last item on my agenda, unless I'm leaving something out. Valerie?
Chair, okay, there's no other matters on the agenda unless you want to ask members to confirm the dates for the oversight that was emailed yesterday after yesterday morning's discussion. I've highlighted it on the program in yellow. So as you would have seen, the program is still congested, and the only possible dates were the 17th and the 18th of September, which is a Friday and a Saturday, and then the 1st and the 2nd of October, which is also a Friday and a Saturday, Chair, because the house is sitting throughout September, Chair.
Okay. Let me release the Deputy Minister and her entire crew. And thank you once more, Deputy Minister, for presenting yourself. As we have been told, as we know also, that this is your second instinct to this Department of Transport. Please take it that you found us here already for this term. So we are older than you in terms of this term.
She survived 3 ministers. She survived 3 ministers.
Yeah. And we welcome you as a new deputy minister in this term, we really have said a mouthful on behalf of the committee, and thanks to the members who, out of their own volition, welcomed you back. Otherwise, the department has been behaving, Deputy Minister, I can assure you that. So we're looking forward in you enhancing the department with your vast knowledge of the department, of course. With that note, you are released and liberated, Deputy Minister and your crew.
Thank you very much, Chairperson and honorable members. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Members, can we just deal with this matter and finish it so that I know we prioritized yesterday a number of areas, KZN, followed by Gauteng, MP, that is Mpumalanga, the Western Cup, and the US Cup. May I suggest, honorable members, so that we are seen to be fair, can we deal with KZN on the September 17 and 18, October, the 1st and the 2nd, deal with Gauteng. The next space that appears will be Mpumalanga, followed by Western Cape, and will end with Eastern Cape. Is that in order, honorable members? Or you
will want to? Yes.
Okay. Let me recognize Honorable Mangu Keta Mabala, then Honorable Peter May.
I'm in support, Chairperson, of your proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Baba Keta Mabala.
Thank you, Chairperson. I support the proposal, but with an amendment. That if you can start with the Eastern Cape, because the Eastern Cape is the one that is being affected a lot.
Is affected by what? Honorable Keta Mabala? Okay. Honorable Pete May?
Thank you, Chairperson. Will you please repeat the dates? And it doesn't matter if it's Eastern Cape first or second or third, but as long as we can do it. Thank you, Chairperson.
I am saying that the immediate dates that we have in our program is the 17th and the 18th of September.
Yes.
I was suggesting that we go to KZN.
Right.
And 2 days there. Then the 1st and the 2nd of October, we go to Gauteng, as I noted, Gauteng is number 2 yesterday. Then the next available date of oversight, it will be Mpumalanga, followed by Western Cape, and then Eastern Cape. Those three do not have dates yet. We will look and try and get dates for them. But definitely we'll honor that
list.
Yeah, we'll honor that list.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Having said that, Baba Chris Hunsi.
Just a question, Chairperson, on the intended 1st and 2nd October, which you suggested to Gauteng. Will we then also include the mulatto issue?
You are helping us. I can see Ubaba Umapena.
Remember yesterday.
I think we shall have to exhaust that program. It has a DLTCs. Yeah, DLTC as Honorable Mapena was saying, let's also put the issue of Mloto and deal with it once and for all.
But Chairperson, the 1st and the 2nd then includes the Friday and the Saturday, and you might consider extending it to the Sunday if that can help in finding time to deal with the outstanding mulatto issue, if that can help, Chairperson. But I second the proposal with the proposed dates and your proposal then to prioritize KZN and Gauteng as suggested. Thank you, Chairperson.
Chairperson.
Good morning, Chairperson. Towards, no, I'm not fighting, Chair. And also, let me welcome the new Deputy Minister. I see that she has also left. But I think Honorable Chris Hansinger has covered me very well to say, because I'm very scared, Chair, because it seems like we're kicking the issue to touch again. We're saying we'll find dates for the issue of Mloto. I think let's take a firm decision as the committee. Let's be very deliberate. Let's put a date on the program. And then if, as and when, maybe we're unable to do so, we can amend the program. But for us, let's be very deliberate and put a date. Let's see if we can do that. Because remember, the issue was for us to go and report back to the community. And obviously, many committee members, some of them have commitments during the week. So it would be very ideal for us to meet with them, obviously, over a weekend, for instance. I think it's an issue that maybe the department and other entities and stakeholders, your PRASA and any other, or the National Treasury, they can accommodate that request if it's made well ahead of time. And we sensitize them that we are going to be doing this thing on a weekend. I'm sure it's something that our esteemed colleagues, I don't think they're very difficult. I think they're extremely reasonable, hardworking, and they will definitely accede to the to us going there. But I think let's be very deliberate, Chair.
Okay. Let me go back, Babuketa Mabala. I've heard you. Thank you, Honorable Mabena. And then Honorable Hunsinger. You will be the last, Honorable Hunsinger.
Honorable Chairperson.
Yeah, well.
I'm not trying to be difficult, but I'm trying to be realistic. Because we cannot combine or consolidate. Combine the Gauteng and Mpumalanga, because Mpumalanga we have this issue of Mloto Mloto. So now we cannot combine that one. We can, or either we can start with KZN and go to Mpumalanga. We cannot combine Gauteng and Mpumalanga.
Valerie. Valerie.
Yeah, on the last visit of the committee to Mpumalanga, included also a Gauteng leg. If members will remember, there was the Saturday meeting with PRASA. So we will have to look at how we can do it, but it happened at the last visit.
So the first one. Okay, Valerie. Tisher, my cousin. Kwala muta that tabau signal enter sound. Valerie, is it possible that the first and the second of October is what, Friday and Saturday?
Yes, Chair, that's correct.
Is it possible that we include Sunday and we remove Mpumalanga then today from the list? Then we'll be left with Western Cape and Eastern Cape.
I just want to understand, Chair, that you want to remove Mpumalanga from that weekend of the 1st of October.
No, according to the list, I had said KZN, Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Western Cape, Eastern Cape, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we are going to go to Mloto on Sunday, it means we shall have dealt already with Mpumalanga.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
If we take it that way, I think it will make this committee go a long way as a united front. Mloto is an issue. We must address this issue. and bring happiness to the people. Thank you very much. I can see Honorable Hansinger is fine with that. Honorable members, thank you very much. Let me take this opportunity adjourn this meeting. I have not heard Bora Madwa today, and it's unlike Bora Madwa. I should have heard Chairperson. Is Bora Madwa with us, Valerie?
Jim, Mr. Amadwa was connected twice. I suspect it's the same problem as yesterday with the connection, but Mr. Amadwa was definitely in the meeting.
Okay. Thank you very much, honorable members. Thank you for a good meeting. Until we meet again, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Long live everybody. Thank you.